We go to Venezuela now, where political instability and economic collapse have led to mass food insecurity. According to a survey by three of the top universities in Venezuela, 9.6 million people eat two or fewer meals per day, and 93% of the population can't afford all the food they need. Journalist Mariana Zuniga joins me from Caracas. Mariana, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
Give us a picture of the extent of this food crisis in Venezuela.
It's not weird to see in Venezuela many people scrapping or going through the garbage to find something to eat. For many years, the news from Venezuela were that they were saying that there was a huge scarcity of basic products. But now the main problem is not actually the scarcity, but the hyperinflation. The products, you can find many products on the shelves, even though some are missing. But people, most of them, can have access to those products because they are really, really expensive.
Well, Mariana, how are families responding to this crisis in food, even in cases where their own children might be going hungry?
With parents, it's really, really difficult, especially for parents who have babies right now. It is really difficult to find formula for babies because it's very scarce. And sometimes when you find it, you can find it in 600,000 bolivars. And that's actually two minimum wages. So for the poorest family, this is very difficult. Some parents are giving away their children to foster home because they can't feed them.
Mariana, is that a widespread phenomenon, parents giving their children away to foster homes?
Yeah, there are some parents that can't feed their children and they can't buy enough food, especially those who have 5 or 6 children at home. So some of them are actually giving them to organizations and to foster homes for them to take care of their children. And they are paying visits to them on the weekends just because it's impossible for them economically to have them at home. Also, some women that they can breastfeed their children, they are preparing bottles with the water that they use to cook rice or pasta. But that's not enough to feed a baby. So those are the kind of tragic images that we're seeing now in Venezuela, especially for those who have children and that belong to the poorer classes.
What's been the government's response to all this? People must be making demands on officials if there's not enough food.
Yes. The problem with the government response is that they don't acknowledge that there's a humanitarian crisis in the government. They don't release data because if they do, they will have to acknowledge this crisis. And they are not accepting international aid because they see this aid as some kind of intervention. The government thinks that all these economic crises that the Venezuelan is living is due to an economic war against the economy and against the Venezuelan government. And now, even though the crisis exists since 2014, when the oil prices went down, the government is blaming the United States because of the sanctions that they imposed this year.
And if doctors who are seeing malnourished children speak out or report to the government, what happens?
Many doctors are afraid of speak out because, especially those who work in the public sector, because they are afraid of being fired. They think that they are more useful being at the hospital working for their patients than speaking out, because there are not many doctors left in Venezuela. As we know, there's a big exodus of Venezuelans, and doctors are part of those professionals that have left in recent years. So many are afraid to speak out. As an example, I could tell you that Venezuela didn't release data relating to health for maybe 3 years. And at the beginning of this year, the health minister, they released some data regarding maternal health and maternal mortality and child mortality as well. And also some data regarding this kind of disease that have disappeared for a long time, like diphtheria or tuberculosis, and that came back to Venezuela. And after that report was released, the Minister of Health, maybe 2 weeks later, she was fired. So that's an example to let you know how bad the consequences are for people who speak against the government or who give information that the government doesn't want people to know.
Mariana Zuniga, journalist in Caracas, Venezuela. Thanks so much for being with us.
You're welcome.
The Takeaway is supported by Westridge Dual Diagnosis Treatment Centers, aspiring to help men with co-occurring mental illness and substance use disorders with a family-centered integrated treatment approach. More at westbridge.org.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.